The judge is simply delivering a ruling on whether it is Mr. Barasa's petition which will be heard first or the proceedings to issue a warrant.
So what is the significance of that?
The significance of that for Mr. Barasa is that if the court agrees with him that the petition should be heard faster, it will mean that proceedings to issue the warrant have to be delayed for a significant time.
We also heard that Mr. Barasa has petitioned the ICC seeking clarification on the arrest warrant. What can you tell me about this?
That one was done by the other advocate for him at The Hague, Mr. Nick Kaufman.
In the Kenyan process, if the ruling goes of your client, what happens from there?
Mr. Barasa wants the court to declare that the government of Kenya cannot oblige the request by the ICC. If he succeeds, that is the end of the story. If he also succeeds on the other part, saying that the trial should be in Kenya, then the issue of warrant also comes to an end. If he does not succeed, then he may be surrendered in due course to the ICC.
As his attorney, what do you think your chances are of winning this case?
Our chances are very good. The ICC has been acting illegally in these matters, and the state has misinterpreted the law in issuing the request for surrender.
The provisions of the law requires that upon receipt of a request from the International Criminal Court, the minister responsible for national security is to consider the issue on whether or not there are proper grounds for this matter to be referred to the judge of the High Court. Since the minister did take up that decision on the 4th of October, the presumption is that he did consider that there is good reasons to do that. But that is precisely the point in this dispute, that according to Mr. Barasa, the minister was required under the law to ensure that he first of all notified him of these issues and made a proper decision. And when it comes to matters of criminal law in which the liberty of a citizen is at stake, you cannot make any decision in the absence of that particular person. And it is the reason why we are in court, because under the laws of Kenya, Mr. Barasa can be charged in Kenya, and therefore he says that the court at The Hague jumped the gun by not making any effort to try him in Kenya, but proceeding to issue a warrant of arrest against him.
Why do you say the ICC has acted illegally in this case?
Because under the laws of Kenya, to implement the Rome Statute, the trial for those offences is supposed to be in Kenya. And even after issuing the warrant and knowing that Kenya is a signatory state, they tried to arrest Mr. Barasa unlawfully. And all these issues will be raised before the Kenyan court. I am confident that we shall succeed.